Hello everyone, it's Jennifer from FBAdsLab.com, and today we're talking about how to get Facebook ads approved quickly. Now, lots and lots of people ask me this question, and it seems to be a very common theme. People are having trouble getting their Facebook ads approved. So here are a few steps you can follow to get your Facebook ads approved quickly. First point is make sure that you're not breaching the Facebook Terms of Service. You'd be surprised how often a simple change of words or an image can make all the difference. Change that one thing, and then before you know it, your ads are approved. So follow up with the terms of service. You can just simply type into Google Facebook ads terms of service and read what the current terms are. The next thing you can do is check your domain. Now, when I mean your domain, I'm talking about the landing page where you're sending your traffic. Now, Facebook have started to implement this thing that's very similar to Google's quality score. They're looking at the .com domain that you're sending traffic to. So if your your landing page is, you know, www.scammywebinar.com/23HGQ56, whatever, very likely that your ad's going to get disapproved. Because when they go to scammywebinar.com, there's nothing there about you. It's about the webinar service or about the replay or the teleseminar or whatever. There's nothing there about you. And the same thing applies to ClickBank and the Warrior Forum and all those things. Facebook want to check you out and they want to make sure that you are legitimate. So you want to keep that in mind. So instead, you can create your landing page on your domain. Now, look, this only applies if you're having trouble. If you're already sending traffic to the Warrior Forum or ClickBank or using a Bitly link or whatever, then good for you and you're lucky. But there are a lot of people who are really struggling with this. So if you're one of those people who are really, really struggling and you can't get anything approved, put your landing page on your own domain and see what happens. If you've got a legitimate .com domain that's yours, that has your social media contacts, your phone number, your address, your terms of service. You know, every time we submit one of those ads, it's getting approved really, really quickly. So don't make things harder for yourself. Try it on your own domain, okay? As long as you have a legitimate domain, that is where we can contact you. Another thing you can do is to submit your ad for approval on a different day or a different time of day. You might get a different Facebook reviewer, and remember, they're all done by real people, and your ad might be approved if it's kind of on the brink. We found that weekends in U.S. time zones are absolutely notorious for taking a very long time to get approved and getting a high disapproval rate. So I would avoid weekends in U.S. time zones if you possibly can. On the other hand, we're also finding very high approval rates while the United States office is asleep. So you might want to check that out. Overnight in the U.S., we are tending to get things approved very, very quickly. So I think they have a different office managing things then. From time to time, another tip is that you might need to tell them everything. You might need to put full disclosure in your ad copy to get it approved. Now, when I say full disclosure, I mean that you might need to say, on the next page, enter your email to receive such and such, or watch, you know, to enter your email to watch this video, or, you know, $49 for the first month and each month thereafter, or whatever it is that they're going to need to do, enter your phone number on the next page, or something like that, okay? Sometimes you just really have to tell them everything. And obviously that's not ideal because you want to have some cool, compelling marketing copy in that ad as well. But again, if you can't get anything approved, give it a try and see if the full disclosure method works for you. Another thing to do is just to completely try a different angle altogether. A lot of times when people submit, you know, 10 ads at once, there are 10 very similar ads. If that's what you've done, I mean, try something completely different. Try something, you know, putting the company logo in the image and just making it really nice and really general, really generic. Another thing you can do is just have a blog post. Just submit an ad, pause the campaign, but submit an ad to go to the blog to a blog post on that website about that topic. And all it is a blog post. So obviously pause the campaign because you don't want to send traffic to a blog post, but if that gets disapproved, you've got bigger problems, okay? But if that gets approved, then you go, okay, well, my account is fine. So your account hasn't been slapped or anything like that. So at least if you do that with the blog post idea, you know that your account is okay. Okay? So really just have a good think about why your ads are getting disapproved. If none of this stuff applies to you, then, I mean, if you're in the weight loss, exercise, dating market, or you're in the make money online or make money at home or a biz op type business, these topics have a very high disapproval rate. It's a very gray area. In some aspects, things are just not approved at all on Facebook. So you really are going to need to seek some help if that's the market you're in and you're really, really struggling. But otherwise, for the rest of us, we can just keep resubmitting. There's a huge percentage of ads that are disapproved. It's just part of the process. Once it's approved, you're going to be happy. So keep fighting, keep trying, don't give up, but experiment with different images, different days, different times, different landing pages until you get it approved. Okay. Now I know that there's a lot there. You might need to go back and re-listen to this, but pretty soon you're going to find this becoming more and more of a natural process for you as you get more and more practice. So I hope that's helpful for you. My name is Jennifer from fbadslab.com. And hey, if you're on Facebook, you can find us at fbadslab.com. Looking forward to connecting with you there. Thanks. Have a great day.